It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic 1029.com.
Oh, you hear that? Live and Let Die covered by UK recording artist Frank Turner. A Frank Turner Sonic session in this week's edition. Plus highlights from the past week's shows heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Some more big Sonic sessions on the horizon, too. We've got new politics in next week's edition. July Talk the following week and Said the Whale in the coming weeks as well. Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 223. You enjoy it? Hey, follow me on Facebook or, of course, on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A Kansas man broke a new world record for running that city's marathon. He did it while knitting a 12-foot scarf. Can you imagine? Now, marathon running, don't get me wrong, it's very rewarding, it's good exercise. I don't think anybody would characterize it, though, as being exciting. You combine that with knitting, you've practically invented a cure for insomnia. And in this day and age, every thrill seeker and their mom have been skydiving. If you haven't, well, for a couple hundred bucks, you could probably be on a plane later this afternoon. Do you realize it was on this day in 1797 the world's first parachute jump took place? Now, I mean, that guy was really taking the plunge. Now, I mean, between the safety protocols, advances in parachute technology, statistically speaking, you're probably more likely to die from eating a bad olive than a skydiving accident. And astronomers say they've discovered a large asteroid that could potentially blow up the Earth in the year 2032. Given that news, I don't know about you, but I think I might just extend the term on my mortgage. Russian scientists say the 1,200-foot asteroid could strike the Earth with the force of 2,000 atomic bombs.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Former teen star Corey Feldman has a brand new book coming out detailing sexual abuse he endured growing up in Hollywood in the 80s. Feldman claims he suffered at the hands of an assistant his father hired for him, who took advantage of him and got him hooked on drugs. You know, it sounds like some really dark, serious subject matter. But then he had to go ahead and give the book a kicky title like Choreography. I felt weird smiling when I read that. And a cemetery in Cincinnati is being lit up over its decision to withdraw its approval for a pair of SpongeBob SquarePants headstones. A policewoman there was brutally murdered by her boyfriend last Valentine's. Apparently, she was a huge SpongeBob SquarePants fan. The family decided to have 2 6-foot-tall SpongeBob SquarePants headstones erected. I'm not so sure that sets the right tone for mourning, but that said, who are we to judge what somebody else's tombstone should look like? And exercise has long been proven to slow the body's natural aging process. Well, turns out, it has another bonus. It helps maintain our sense of smell. Which, I don't know, they say that's good news? If you've ever smelled your grandparents, yeah, add B.O. to that.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Exactly 1 week away from Halloween. The time of year guys like Boris Pickett and Ray Parker Jr. stand in anticipation at their mailboxes awaiting those annual royalty checks. And hey, Katy Perry was asked during a recent interview what she keeps in her purse. My guess? Well, a melon baller for those cantaloupes she keeps under her sweater? Self five. Believe it or not, it's actually something weirder. A lock of hair from both Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift. And movie news, Tim Burton is reportedly in negotiations to direct the sequel to Beetlejuice. Now, although Michael Keaton hasn't exactly signed on, the film's screenwriter insists his version is a true continuation of the plot and does necessitate more than just a token cameo appearance from Michael Keaton, signifying his stamp of approval. And finally, a company in the U.S. has begun selling a line of underwear that filters out the smell of human emissions. They're made with Zorflex. Hey, wait, isn't that the guitarist from Five Finger Death Punch? No, never mind, that's Zoltan. Anyway, it's a material used in chemical warfare suits and is said to be capable of filtering out odors 200 times stronger than the average... Sorry, squeaky chair.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Jane's Addiction is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, how's that feel, Kim Kardashian? Huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. And the Vatican has suspended a senior German church leader accused of spending $42 million renovating his official residence. The Bishop of Bling, they call him. The guy had a $20,000 bathtub installed, $34,000 conference table. You know, even Kim and Kanye are like a little ostentatious, don't you think? And a biotech company in South Korea is giving away one free dog cloning. Scientists have already cloned at least 400 dogs around the world. The process normally costs about $100,000. And Twitter is more popular than Facebook. Well, at least with teens. A new survey shows that while Facebook is still a monster, more and more young people are moving towards Twitter. 26% favored Twitter. Instagram and Facebook each took 23% of the vote. And BBM, BlackBerry Messenger, was a favorite with time travelers from 2005.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A 91-year-old Spanish man claims that drinking his own urine helps keep him young. He credits this miracle tonic for both his youthful appearance and active lifestyle. He even massages it into his skin and uses urine to disinfect cuts. He says his wife thinks it's disgusting and refuses to try it. I was like, wait a minute, this guy has a wife? Now, I know the vows say in sickness and in health, till death do us part. I think if my wife and I were to marry again, I would put an addendum in there. I come home and find her drinking a tumbler of her own pee, I'm out. I'm done. I mean, old people don't exactly smell good to begin with. This guy's gonna smell like an old phone booth. And German and Austrian researchers teamed up to create a mathematical theorem that'll run on a MacBook Pro that they say proves the existence of God. Mind you, you spend that much time doing math, you can probably prove the existence of loneliness as well. And it's Microsoft founder Bill Gates' 58th birthday today. Now, the guy is worth a fortune. What do you get a guy that has pretty much everything? Ooh, I know. Eternal youth. Hang on.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, an English singer-songwriter playing tonight at Union Hall, Frank Turner. Welcome.
Hello.
Now, with the surge of popularity that you've experienced in North America with recovery, I know a lot of our listeners are just sort of, you know, getting on the Frank train.
Okay.
Feel free to use that.
Excellent. That's a t-shirt.
Why don't you give us a little background, how you got into music and how you wound up here strumming a guitar in front of us.
In Edmonton. I grew up in the UK. I grew up listening to punk rock and playing in punk rock bands for a long time. This is a very abbreviated version of this, by the way. Basically, the last punk band I was in was called Million Dead. We did all right for a while, and then we broke up with a horrendous breakup of everybody hating each other's guts. And I needed to do something different with my life, and I thought that I would try playing the acoustic guitar because it seemed like the opposite of punk to me in a way, at least music. Musically, and then immediately just sort of felt like I'd found my spot in life, and then started touring, and that was in 2005, and haven't stopped, and here we are.
Who's familiar with Million Dead?
A few people, a handful. We have Matt Nazir on the mandolin, by the way. Matt Nazir.
Yeah.
Oh, very kind, thank you.
I would describe it as sort of an Alexis on Fire kind of sound. I'm curious how you made that transition from going to sort of a punk hardcore sort of sound to doing what you do now. Not that you're doing this full time, you know, because of course you've got Mongol Horde as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mongol Horde is very much kind of on the side, but this, I mean, basically, like I say, I've been playing in and touring in punk bands for a long time in 2005, and I was sort of sick of being in a band, and I felt like I'd run out of things to say in that particular musical format. And I had an acoustic guitar, and me and my older sister used to sit around and play acoustic guitar when we were growing up. And also, I'd recently kind of, it's kind of topsy-turvy, but I'd sort of recently discovered sort of Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, Neil Young, stuff like that, and thought I would try doing something different. And it just sort of felt right. And yeah, I did a bunch of shows and then just basically haven't stopped.
Excellent. Well, looking very forward to talking with you about all kinds of stuff. Anyway, let's get to some music first.
Why don't we play a song? We mentioned it just now. This song is about trying to escape from a bad party. This song's called Recovery.
Blocking in and out in a strange flat in East London. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down, to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up for days of strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sounded when you told me you didn't know what I should do. Hey! A long moon up to recover. Waking in the morning just like every other day, and just like every boring blues song I get swallowed by the pain. So I fumble for your figure in the darkness just to make it go away. But you're not lying there any longer, and I know that that's my fault. So I've been pounding on the floor and I've been crawling up the walls, been dipping in my darkness for serotonin boosters, cider and some kind of smelling salts. A long moon up to recover. Well, darling, let's make a deal. If anybody ever asks us, let's just tell them that we met in jail. And that's a story that I'm sticking to like a stony face to compass. But tonight I need to hear the truth. Am I ever getting through this? Yeah, you once sent me a letter that said if you're lost at sea, close your eyes and catch the time, my dear, and only think of me. Oh, darling, now I'm sinking and I'm as lost as lost could be. I was hoping you could drive me off and down here towards my recovery. Just give me a sign, just a subtle little glimmer, some suggestion that you'd have me. If I could only make me better, then I would stand a little stronger as I walk a little taller all the time. Because I know you are a cynic, but I think I can convince you. Because broken people can get better if they really want to. Release the sword I had to tell myself if I'm hoping to survive.
Thank you.
It's a Frank Turner Sonic session. You mentioned earlier that you sort of grew up playing guitar and stuff with your sister. Your parents, your mom anyways, joined you on stage.
Yeah.
Is rock a family affair to you or what?
No, absolutely not, which is kind of the joke. My mom, bless her, my mom is super cool, but she's, how best to put this, she's from kind of a socially conservative background. I don't think she'd ever really come across rock music in any shape or form before I started listening to it as a kid, and she was pretty down on what I do for a living for a long time, which in retrospect I can kind of understand, because I was kind of sleeping on the floor and broke and drunk all the time. And I think she wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
I was going to ask, every parent has a dream for their kid.
Yeah, this was not my mum's dream for me. She doesn't like tattoos much either. Although I did, I got her initials tattooed on my wrist, which really threw her for a loop because she didn't quite know how to react to it. She was like, anyway, but in recent years, she's kind of got on board with what I do, which has been great. And yeah, she played harmonica with us at Wembley Arena in London. That was cool. And then she actually, the other day, we played Reading Festival in the UK, which is like the biggest rock festival in the UK. And we had about 60,000 people watching, and my mum introduced us, which is great. But then my mum was a primary school teacher for years, so she can totally handle it. Do you know what I mean? It's like she stood in front of harsher crowds than that.
Grab the mic and go, Mrs. Turner, out.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I'm curious about this, too. You play Reading and Leeds and stuff. You're a big-time artist in the UK. What is it like to come to a country like Canada where people are just, as I mentioned before, getting on the Frank train?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing is that you can't be picky about your audience doing this for a living. There's a million people in a band who don't have anybody paying attention to them anywhere in the world, but in many cases that's unjust because they're great musicians, and the fact that anybody anywhere is paying attention to what we do is nice, and I'll take it. Do you know what I mean? In a way, it's kind of, I actually quite like the way that things are at slightly different levels in different countries, because I think it keeps us, when I say us, I'm not using the royal we, incidentally, I'm talking about me and Sleeping Souls. It keeps us on our toes creatively. Do you know what I mean? If you've just played the same types of show in the same types of venue, whatever, ever in the world, then I think things would get a bit more repetitive. But like, it's kind of fun going from playing a shows in the UK to playing to like 300 people in Saskatoon or whatever. You know, it keeps you busy.
Now, you've been on my radar for a little while, but I had no idea you were as big a deal as you actually are. You know, like I was trolling through your Facebook
deal.
Page.
I'm honestly like, wow, not a big deal.
You know, I was a little bit intimidated. I'm serious.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all year.
Well, you know, because I'm kind of like, oh, you know, it's this guy, like, you know, he's got a couple of songs, you know, do a little research and wow, like,
yeah, I've been busy.
Quite the fan base, and a very loyal fan base too. And you've done some sort of guerrilla gigs, and I'm interested how those came about. You know, just showing up in a parking lot and jamming out a Blink-182 cover.
Well, the thing is, at the beginning, pretty much all my gigs qualified as guerrilla gigs to an extent. You know, I remember like Newcastle's quite a big town in the north of England, and the very first time I went through Newcastle and taught, I couldn't get a gig anywhere, so I just did one in my mate's front room. And, you know, I played people's bedrooms, houses, libraries, bars, open mic nights. You know, I played on a shelf in Belgium once. That was weird.
On a shelf?
Literally on a shelf above the bar. It was rubbish.
It was up next to the whiskey.
Pretty much, yeah. Nice. It was nice. Very strange gig. Anyway, but, you know, and then, I mean, obviously things have kind of picked up since then, but it's kind of, I do what I do because I like to play music, and I don't really care about the context all that much. And it's a funny thing. I'm not going to name any names, but you sort of come across other bands who seem to be going out of their way to avoid playing music. And it's like, but you're a musician. This is what you're supposed to do. This is the bit you're supposed to enjoy. You can not enjoy all the rest of it, but actually playing. So, I mean, the car park thing, that was, I was doing a show in Gainesville, Florida, and it got shut down. We'd run out of time, basically all the bands had overrun, so I just went and stood outside with my guitar and carried on the show. And then we got shut down by the cops, but I was like, oh, please don't, I don't want to get arrested in Florida. But it was brilliant because the copper came running towards me and everyone was like, scatter, the pigs are here. And then the guy came up to me and he went, I'm a really big fan, but I do have to ask you to stop because it's like 1 a.m. on a Sunday or something and you're standing outside a residential housing development. So I was like, fair enough. He's also wearing shorts. I find it very difficult to take cop wearing shorts.
Really?
Yeah, it's the Florida thing. And they come up and start kind of telling you what to do and you're just like, you're wearing shorts. Anyway.
I want to backtrack real quickly here before we move on to the next song. Recovery. Does the person that song's about know it's about them?
Yes. It's if you were her, it would be obvious.
How was it received?
That song was received reasonably well. Some of the other songs on the record, not so much. but, you know, I mean, this is... It's the secret that everybody in a band's desperately trying to keep is don't never date a musician, ever. Don't be an idiot. Aside from the fact that we're kind
Steve
of
yourself,
useless, transient. Oh, right, fine.
Yes,
songwriter, there you go.
Date them all.
Yes, date all of them. But, it's, you know, you we're kind of smelly, transient weirdos, and we generally write about our
Again.
Personal lives in public.
Speak for yourself. I smell great.
Yeah. Anyway,
you do smell great, Matt.
His name's Matt. He's single, ladies. What are you playing for us now?
He's not.
Sorry.
Well, He's open-minded. And discreet.
He's going to get anyway. In such trouble.
What are you playing for us next, Frank?
I'm going to play a song, another song. I'm going to play another song. This is off Tape Deck Heart as well. I thought of a new introduction for this song, which I'm going to try out right now. This is a true story. I was in Australia for the first time in 2010, and in Brisbane there's an animal sanctuary where you go and meet the Australian animals, like kangaroos and emus and stuff, and koalas. And there's a bit where you stand there and you hold a koala, and they bring it out and they sort of put it on you, and you go, and there's a koala, and this koala got put on me, and my ex-girlfriend used to use eucalyptus shampoo in the shower, and I got this koala on me, and the very first thing I thought was, you smell just like my ex. And, and there's an element of that in this song. It's about more serious things than that, but it's in there somewhere. Anyway, this song's called The Way I Tend to Be.
Pray for evening, for the day to be done. Some summer days I hide away and wait for rain to come. Cause it turns out hell will not be found within the fires below. But I'm making do and muddling through when you know where else to go. And then I remember you and the way you shine like truth. My dear, and don't know where I am. I've been running now so long, I'm scared. I've forgotten how to stand. And I stand around in airport bars, and I gather thoughts to think that if all I had was one long road, it would drive a man to drink. And then I remember you and the way you shine like truth in all you do. You so many times, the words kind of die in my mouth. And I meant it each time with each beautiful woman, but somehow it never works out. But you stood apart in my callous heart. You taught me and here's what I learned. The love is about all the changes you make, and not just three small words. And then I catch myself catching your scent on someone else in a crowded space, and it takes me somewhere I cannot quite place. And then I remember you and the way you shine like truth in all you do.
Thank you.
You know, catching that that line, catching your scent on someone else, I probably would have burst into tears had you not said it was a koala. So Frank Turner, Sonic Session. Obviously, you're out promoting the new album, Tape Deck Heart, so I imagine tonight's set list will be made up primarily
songs from
that.
But I mean, the thing is... as a music fan myself, I kind of hate it when you go and see a band and they only play new stuff. Of course, you know, we got a new record, we want to play new songs, but we've also got four other studio albums under our belt, and we try and do something from every record every night, you know, and we're entertainers, actually, is our job, and our job is to make sure that everyone... Who's coming to the show tonight, by the way? Everybody! Hey! All right. Our job is to make sure everyone has a good time, you know, and gets what they want out of the show, and so, yes, well, that's a really pretentious way of saying we will be playing the hits.
All the hits?
All the hits, Matthew, all the time.
Nice.
I understand you guys also have an iTunes live session in the works.
Yeah, we did one the other... Yes, we remember, you were there. It was me and you in Toronto. Remember that? You played piano.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I was there. I thought he was joking.
I was incapable of singing on the first day of the session because I had had a bit of a party the night before. Showed up kind of going, and they were like, sing for us. And I said,
he drank all
no.
the booze. All of it.
All of it, yes. Anyway, yes, it's coming out, and we've got some fun songs on there. Is that an iTunes Canada only thing? I don't know. Yes, somebody's nodding at me. Yes, it is. Lucky you guys.
Fun.
It was fun.
It's a good one.
We should play one of the songs that we did for that next.
Should we?
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Don't panic. It's okay.
All right. One last question for you. You guys are playing tonight, Union Hall. Cuckoo Kangaroo is the opener. What can you tell us about
those guys? Actually, yeah, we've got two openers tonight. The first thing is that we always pick the openers for our tours. It's important for me that it's an evening's worth of entertainment. It's not just, you know, some bunch of random bands foisted on us by a label or promoter or something. They come with the seal of approval. The main supports are a band from Australia called the Smith Street Band. I'm wearing their t-shirt right now. They're amazing. If you like bands like Against Me and Husker Du, then you will love them. They're incredible. And then the first one is a band called Cuckoo Kangaroo from Minneapolis. I'm not going to tell you anything about them. And don't look them up on YouTube first. Enjoy. I'm almost jealous of the fact that you're going to be hit with the full Cuckoo force. Just be there on at 8 p.m. You've got to catch them.
It's like nothing you've ever seen.
It will. You will spend the first 10 minutes thinking that we've lost our minds by bringing them on tour. And by the end of the set, you will be considering where you're going to get your Cuckoo Kangaroo tattoo done.
That's so true.
They're pretty much
the best.
You know what?
That's actually going to be my quick fix question tonight. What was so good the first time around, you wish you could try it again for the first time?
This is a family radio show. So many things I can't say right now.
Finishing your first song, was that gratifying?
No, it was rubbish.
How did it go?
Are we actually going to do this? No. The very first time I ever did songwriting, I learned how to play Knocking on Heaven's Door, right? Which is, Mama, take this back from me. I can't use them anymore. I must admit, I thought it was by Guns N' Roses at the time.
Oh.
I was 10. I was 10 years old. And I changed the last chord to a major. And I was like, I'm a songwriter. Let's not talk about that anymore. Anyway, what was so good, Matthew, for you the first time you tried it?
I think finishing my first song, it was amazing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, oh. It was an incredible song.
I'm going to say gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Yes, Italian gnocchi is like my favourite thing in the world.
Did you have pesto with that, sir?
Probably.
Maybe some sun-dried tomatoes?
It made me cry with happiness.
Wow.
Okay, so you are saying gnocchi then.
Gnocchi. Oh, gnocchi.
With the accent, you know, I just...
Yeah. Actually, I could say sushi. I've only recently gotten sushi about a year ago. I spent years going, no. And then somebody finally made me eat it, and I was like, my God, this is the best thing ever. But then I feel like I'm still on a sushi high right now. I'm buzzing.
I'm with you. It's so good. I swim with my mouth open. Anyway. One last song from Frank Turner, and I know what it is. It's kind of a surprise. And you know what? When it's over, you'll wish you could experience it again for the first time.
Well, yeah, we did this for the iTunes session. This is so Matt's only been playing the mandolin for a year.
I'm 1 year old.
Matt is also a massive James Bond fan.
I am indeed.
He knows more about James Bond than any man alive.
That's not entirely true, is it?
Well, it's any man. Okay, any man I know. And I always do this, and I swear to God I'm making this question up, and I haven't primed on this. What's the name of the actor who played Jaws?
Richard Kiel.
He just knows this stuff. Anyway, so all of this comes together to us playing the following song. This is also not by Guns N' Roses. Take it away, Matthew.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say you live and let live. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
Take it away, Matthew.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say you live and let live. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give it a cry, so live and let die.
The middle of that got a bit jazz.
That so nearly went wrong.
Yeah, that was war. The middle's quite complicated. I don't actually know what's happening. I'm just following you.
Well, who feels like not. They just saw something very special? It's what Sonic Sessions are all about. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank
Frank
you for having
Turner.
Us.
Yeah, the album is called Tape Deck Heart, playing tonight at Union Hall.
Thank you. Do you guys do you guys want one more? Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Matt's going to play a mandolin solo.
Hurrah!
You guys have to cheer when it's over. You'll want to anyway, because it'll be really
or
good.
Boo. It's up to you. You might think that's a terrible solo. Boo! Somebody silence that terrible mandolin player.
Have to grow up, be an adult, you have to-
shut up. And most of all, I will not grow. And if all you ever do in your life is just photos in the slides, then you'll deserve every hour of your sleepless nights that you waste wondering when you're gonna die. Take it away, Matthew.
Mr. Man, is it on the man? That was very good, Matthew.
Oh, thanks, man.
I went very well. I'm better than living that diet.
It's true, man. It's true.
Anyway, so yeah, who's coming? Who's not coming to the show this evening? Then, oh,
shame
is it?
On you.
Boo. Well, we'll play 10% less well just to make you feel better. That's not true. All right, let's do this one. Are you ready, Matthew?
I'm ready.
Are you guys ready? Are you guys going to sing the end of this if you know the words? Yes. All right, we're on radio. Here we go.
So I'll play and you sing. The perfect way for the evening to begin. Now we'll play and everybody will sing. The perfect way for the evening to begin. Here we go. And I won't sit down and I won't shut up.
Show. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.